If you were to go around and conduct an informal survey, and you might do this later on at your Easter celebrations, but if you'd go around and conduct an informal survey and ask people, are you either an optimist or a pessimist? Most people would be willing to self-identify as one or the other. I'm an optimist, or I'm a pessimist. I'm a glass half full or a glass half empty kind of person. But if you were to go around and conduct that informal survey, eventually you'd come to a certain kind of person, and you know the person I'm talking about, a person that doesn't like to be put in boxes and categories, who always busts out of the categories that you want to give them. And this person would say, you know, I'm not an optimist or a pessimist, I'm actually a realist. And you know the kind of person I'm talking about. And you gotta watch out for that kind of person, because let me tell you, they are the worst. There is no bigger pessimist than the person who claims that he or she is actually a realist. Claiming that is kind of a nice veneer of optimism, and beneath it is a kind of deep, dark, endless pit of pessimism. But of course, it is possible to be an optimist and be a realist. Whether you are an optimist or a pessimist as a realist depends on what you think is real. It also depends on what you think will really last. What you think will be there in the end when everything else fades away. When the sun sets for the final time, will we arrive at an endless night? Or will a new sun arise? And will we enjoy an endless day? I once encountered that rare realist, the rare realist who is also an optimist. And his name was John. Not my brother, Father John, by the way. Different John. At the time, I was on staff at Catholic Youth Expeditions, which is an organization in Door County, which runs outdoor retreats for high school students and young adults, Catholic retreats. And there was this retreatant, John, who was always around. He was always going on these retreats. He was the kind of person we would call a retreat junkie. He was always around. And John, to be perfectly honest, was a bit of an odd person. And he was even odder, as odd people go, because he fully embraced and was fully aware that he was, in fact, an odd person. He knew it, and he embraced it, and he embraced it with joy. And as odd people sometimes do, he would, from time to time, go around and do and say rather strange things. The strangest thing that John would say was, "Good morning." Now, the strange thing, the odd thing about that was not that he said it at all, which is perfectly normal. The odd thing was how often he said it. And he would say it not just when it was morning, but when it was afternoon, evening, or nights. No matter the time of day, he would say to you, if he saw you, he would say to you quite cheerfully and somewhat annoyingly, "Good morning." And one day I decided that I needed to get to the bottom of this. I need to figure out why he did this. So one day I asked him, "John, why do you always say good morning? Even when it's not morning? Even when it's completely dark outside, why do you say good morning?" And he said to me, "I always say good morning because Christ is risen, and now it is always morning." Christ is risen, and now it is always morning. Brothers and sisters, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead really happened. It's not a cleverly devised myth that we come and celebrate once a year, or even every Sunday. The resurrection actually really happened. We might say that it is the realest thing that has ever happened. Jesus' victory, final victory, over sin and death. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And because of that, now it is always morning. And so a Christian, brothers and sisters, a Christian can be both a realist and an optimist. And the kind of joy that filled the hearts of that odd fellow John can and should fill our hearts this day and every day of our lives. This hope can sustain us and should sustain us through dark and difficult times. And we are called to share that same kind of optimism with everyone that we meet, even if we will be thought and judged a kind of odd person. And so, brothers and sisters, I say to you this morning, and I would say it to you even if it was completely dark outside and it was in the middle of night, I say to you this morning, good morning. Good morning and happy Easter. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.